Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Forever! Dog!
Tell me, what makes you sing? What makes you sing? What makes you sing? What makes you sing? With Larry Owens. Hi, welcome back to What Makes You Sing with Larry Owens. I'm Larry Owens. I'm here. I'm with the crew. It's James Harvey.
Hey, Larry.
On the keys. It's hot producer Andrew.
Hey, Larry.
Today is a really special solo episode. I'm going to take you into one of my favorite musicals. It's by one of my favorite composers, and you know who his name is. Sing it with me at home. Stephen Sondheim. The musical in question is Follies, and it's a musical that it took me a long time to get into because it usually follows two white couples who kind of look alike, and then it deals with their younger selves, which are played by two young couples who also look alike. So you have eight white people, and then you have the complex music. So I'm going to kind of take you through the part of the story that slaps for me. And it is basically a reunion of all of these old bitches who worked at the Follies and in the early 20th century, probably around like the 30s and the 40s. And then they come back 30 years later in the 70s, and they are just, it's like your high school reunion. So, you know, there's resentments, there's loves, there's, you know, showing off, there's all of this stuff. And our two central couples, they go back into their memories, and it's called Love Land. And this is when the oldest bitch walks out. And, you know, it's that moment in the theater where I was like, okay, something's about to happen. Because you know when an old bitch walks out on stage, something is about to happen. And this is that song.
Kiss before we part. One more kiss and farewell. Never shall we meet again. Just a kiss and then we break the spell. One more kiss to melt the heart. One more glimpse of the past. One more souvenir of bliss. Knowing well that this must be the last. Dreams are a sweet mistake. All dreamers must awake. Never look back, never look goodbye.
Yes, and see, normally that is sung legit, and then here that was sung kind of pop rock. And that's just showing how we're going to play with sort of the textures of the music and how I'm translating. So Stephen Sondheim here is writing what's called pastiche. Jump mm-hmm. in.
Yes, that's true. This is all
pastiche is what?
Pastiche is when, like, the primary goal of the music is to convincingly be in a specific genre.
And what do you feel that genre was?
This is the that might be sort of operetta-ish, I would say.
It was operetta, like, DNA.
Operettas. Yes.
It was operetta. Yes. Okay. And yeah, so that was
the precursor to the golden age of Broadway.
So. Yes. And then, so that was the old lady, like, walking out into the space, feeling the shadows, getting transported. And then normally her younger self would come out and start duetting with her. But this is a solo app, so it's just me. And then, so we have these beautiful pastiche numbers, like One More Kiss. And then we have a number like the one I'm about to do, which, again, this is just pure Sondheim style. Mm-hmm. He's putting his own signature musical style up against these really, really well-written pastiche songs. And here's just, this song is sung by the character Phyllis, one of the couples that I've mentioned. And, you know, we're meeting these couples. It's a Sondheim show, so obviously they're at the utter brink of their psyche, of their relationship, of everything. And this is just one of those amazingly written songs. And I remember watching the late Jan Maxwell do this mm-hmm. tour de force in the last revival of Follies, as she played Phyllis. And all right, let's hit this. I'm gonna do it down the octave.
Okay, I might need some tempo now.
It's gonna be 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I see.
Leave you. How could I leave you? How could I go it alone? Could I wave the years away with a quick goodbye? How do you wipe tears away when your eyes are dry? Sweetheart, lover, could I recover? Give up the joys I have known? Not to fetch your pills again every day at 5. Not to give those dinners for 10 elderly men from the UN. How could I survive? Could I leave you and your shelves of the world's best books and the evenings of martyred looks, a cryptic sigh, sullen glares from those injured eyes, leave the quips with the sting, jokes with a sneer, passionless lovemaking once a year, leave the lies ill-concealed, and the wounds never healed, and the game's not worth winning, and wait, I'm just beginning. What, leave you, how could I leave you, what would I do on my own? Thoughts of you aside on the south of France. What I think of suicide, darling, shall we dance? Could I live through the pain on a terrace in Spain? Would it pass? It would pass. Could I bury my rage with a boy half your age in the grass? Bet your ass. But I've done that already. Or didn't you know, love? Tell me, how could I leave when I left long ago? Love, could I leave you? No, the point is, could you leave me? Wait, I guess you could leave me the Bronx and leave me the flat, leave me the house and Chagalls and all that. You could leave me the stocks for sentiment's sake, and 90% of the money you make, and the rugs and the cooks. Darling, you keep the drugs, angel, you keep the books. Honey, I'll take the grand sugar, you keep the spinning, and all of your friends, and just wait a goddamn minute.
Could I leave you? Yes. Will I leave you? Will I leave you? Yes!
Kind of a precursor to The Last Midnight.
Oh, right? You got Last Midnight vibes from that.
This one's interesting because it has the pastiche and then it mixes in the
I would
Sondheim
argue this has no pastiche. This is all Sondheim style.
Oh, I feel what, like the what, leave what is you, this? Leave you, that's very...
It's a waltz pattern.
Low kind of
okay,
thing.
Well, yeah, the character comes from that background, so right. It makes sense that she was singing that idiom. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't call this pastiche, though. Okay. But I would say, yeah, I think it's definitely a character living from the Follies world. But I think it owes what you're saying correctly more to just like a Sondheimian style of like, how do I write venom
right,
and rue and power mm-hmm. and femininity into
yeah.
a song?
Yeah, it's all of that.
I feel like it's a lot of those notes.
Absolutely.
Literal notes.
Yeah, yeah. We had a nice conversation about Follies the other day backstage at Symphony Space.
Oh.
You and I. No? Okay.
You're looking at me. I was not
yeah,
there.
Andrew, do you remember that?
Yes,
do you have the
yes,
notes?
Yes, no, take me deeper.
Well, we were discussing, I think, this revival, which was the only production I had seen. And I felt like I didn't really connect to the plot of it, but with a lot of Sondheim, you appreciate elements of it more and more as you get older. So I look forward to...
Yeah, yeah. Once you see the Audra McDonald revival, you won't be able to not.
Is that coming?
No, but just like it's inevitable.
It happens, yeah.
Is Loveland on there? On the list that I gave you?
Is Loveland a song or is it a whole
song? It's a song.
Oh, no. Let me find it.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
It's page, if you're looking on the score of your hymnal.
182.
Yeah. 181. And it'll be like measure, like you can just start like measure 20. You know, it's a lot of pomp and circumstance. Mm-hmm. But in the Loveland sequence, so basically the reality and the time and the space of the couples in the 70s reuniting, it gets broken and they get transported. And the audience as well, we also get transported to the Follies that everyone's been speaking of. The set has been dilapidated, crumbling. The Follies that they worked at is going to, you know, in present day be turned into a parking lot. And for the sequence, like everyone's mania. You know, it transports them back to the time that they were. And yeah, this is the Loveland sequence. Time stops, hearts are young, only serenades are sung in Loveland. Where everybody lives to love. Raindrops never rain. Every road is lover's lane in Loveland. Where everybody lives to love. See that shiny sun and on. There were 700 days, hath June. Sweetheart, take my hand. Let us find that wondrous land called Loveland. To lovers' ears, a lover's voice is music, a song that no one but a lover knows. Loveland, where everybody lives to love. To lovers' lips, a lover's lips are petals, a velvet promise budding like a rose. Loveland, where everybody
daddy loves to live.
The lover is transported by his rapture. As ever heaven words, his heart ascends. Love land, love land. The lover's heart contains a lover's secret, which only the beloved comprehends. Love land, love land. Two lovers are like lovebirds in devotion. If separated, they must swoon and die.
Love land, where everybody lives to love.
To lovers' eyes, a lover's eyes are jewels, more radiant than the stars that light the sky.
Love land, where everybody loves to live.
Lovers pine and sigh, but never part. Time is measured by a bleeding heart. Bells ring, fountains splash, folks use kisses instead of cash. In love land, love land, love, love, love land, love, love, love land, love. And now we're in love land. And then we go into one of the husband's stories. And in this story, he talks about the song. Are you ready?
Yes.
What page is it?
210.
Okay, of course it is.
This
in your hymnals.
Blues, right?
Yes, everyone turn to your hymnals. Okay, here we go. Hello, folks. We're into the follies. First, though, folks, well, please for a mo. No, no, folks, you'll still get your jollies. It's just I got a problem that I think you should know. See, I'm very perturbed of late, very upset, very betwixt and between. The things that I want, I don't seem to get. The things that I get, you know what I mean. I've got those. God, why don't you love me? Oh, you do, I'll see you later. Blues. That long as you ignore me, you're the only thing that matters. Feeling that if I'm good enough for you, you're not good enough. And thank you for the present, but what's wrong with it stuff? Those don't come any closer, cause you know how much I love you. Feelings. Those tell me that you love me. Oh, you do, I gotta run now. Blues. Margie, she says she really loves me.
I love you.
She says she really cares.
I care.
She says that I'm her hero.
My hero.
She says I'm perfect. She says
you're perfect. God damn it.
She says if we were parted,
if we parted.
She says that she'd be sick. Vomit. She says that it's mine forever.
Forever.
She says, I gotta get out of here quick.
Don't go, don't go. I love you. Come back.
I got those. Whisper how I'm better than I think, but what do you know? Bliss. That why do you keep telling me I stink when I adore you? Feeling that say I'm all the world to you, you're out of your mind. I know there's someone else and I could kiss your behind. Those you say I'm terrific, but your taste was always rotten. Feelings. Those go away, I need you coming in. I'll kill you, darling, I'll do anything to keep you with me till you tell me that you love me. Oh, you did, now beat it, will you, blues? Sally, she says she loves another.
together.
She says a fella she prefers furs, furs. She says that he's her idol,
idol, idol, idol, idol.
She says ideal, she avers,
you deal, avers.
She says that anybody,
buddy,
she says blah, would suit her more than I.
Ay, 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 ay.
She says that I'm a washout,
a washout.
She says I love her so much I could die.
Get out of here. Ooh,
I'm Sally. I'm a monster. I got those. God, wait, don't you love me? Oh, you do. I'll see you later. Please. As long as you ignore me, you're the only thing that matters. Feeling,
feeling.
If I'm good enough for you, you're not good enough. And thank you for the present, but what's wrong with this stuff? Those don't come any closer, cause you know how much I love ya. Feelings. Those, if you will, then I can. If you don't, then I gotta give it to me. I don't want it. If you want, I gotta have it. High, low, wrong, right, yes, no, black, white. God, why don't you love me? Oh, you do, I'll see you later. So yeah, that's Buddy's story. James is passing out.
Yeah.
How many notes did you play?
6,000 million. Oh, that was only half of them.
Okay. And then we keep going into the folly. So that was Buddy's folly. This is Sally's folly. This is Sally's folly. Okay, here we go. Yeah, we're just going through the folly. No.
Nope.
No.
We're not doing Lucy and Jesse.
Losing.
Oh, losing my mind.
Yeah, we're going straight in order, honey, through the follies.
Oh my God, you have such teacher vibes today.
Who, me?
Yeah, you have such, you're talking to James.
Oh, it's, well, because it's so, because we're in a musical structure, it's like so, you know, dictated. It's just like. We have it, guys. We have enough up our sleeves for you. Just you wait. I'm sorry you're running behind guest in studio.
The sun comes up, I think about you. A coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know it's like I'm losing my mind? All afternoon doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the light and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my mind? It's like I'm losing my mind. Does no one know? It's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me. Or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my
less notes in that one. Oh my God. Okay. That's Sally's Folly. And here we go. Remember the character of Phyllis from Could I Leave You? This is her folly. Okay. Here's a little story that could make you cry about two unhappy dames. Let us call them Lucy X and Jesse Y, which are not their real names. Now Lucy has the purity along with the insurity that comes with being only 21. Jesse has maturity and plenty of security. Whatever you can do with her, she's done. Given their advantages, you might have asked why the ladies have such grief. This is my belief. Terribly job. Jesse and Jesse, the code is a slab. Lucy wants to be Jesse. Jesse wants to be juicy. Lucy wants to be Jesse. And Jesse, Lucy, you see, Jesse is racy, but hard as a rock. Lucy is lazy, but dumb as a smock. Jesse wants to be lacy. Lucy wants to be Jesse. As horrible versus is very messy. Poor sad soul. To be switching roles. Lucy wants to do what Jesse does. Jesse wants to be what Lucy wants. Lucy's a lassie, you pat on the head. Jesse is classy, but virtually dead. Lucy wants to be classy, Jesse wants to be lassie. If Lucy and Jesse could only combine, I could tell you someone who could finally feel just fine. Now if you see Lucy X, youthful, truthful Lucy X, let her know she's better than she suspects. Now if you see Jesse Y, faded, jaded Jesse Y, tell her that she's sweeter than apple pie. Juicy Lucy, Jesse, Jesse, tell her that they ought to get together quick, cause getting get together is the whole trick, yeah!
That's it. Okay, no more music.
Okay, that's an amazing dance number, and we know that dance numbers are amazing for podcasts.
Translates so easily.
Okay, and then here we have it to take it home. We have a number without a button. It ends in a mental breakdown. But we're just going to. This is Ben's Folly. Okay. Here he comes, Mr. Wiz. Sound the drums, here he is. Raconteur, bon vivant. Tell us, sir, what we want to know. The modus operandi of Dandy should muse when he is feeling low. When the winds are blowing, that's the time to smile. Oh, learn how to laugh, learn how to love, learn how to live. That's my style. When the rent is owing, yes, what's the use of tears? Oh, I'd rather laugh, I'd rather love, I'd rather live in arrears. Some fellows sweat to get to be millionaires. Some have a sport they're devotees of. Some like to be the champs. at saving postage stamps. Me, I like to live. Me, I like to laugh. Me, I like to love. Some like to sink and think in their easy chairs. Of all the things they've risen above. Some like to be profound by reading Proust and Pound. Me, I like to live. Me, I like to laugh. Me, I like to love. Success is swell and success is sweet, but every height has a drop. The less achievement, the less defeat. What's the point of shoving your way to the top? Live and laugh and love and you're never a flop. So when the walls are crumbling, yes, don't give up the ship. No, learn how to laugh, learn how to love, learn how to live. That's my tip. When I hear the rumbling, yes, do I lose my grip? No, I have to laugh, I have to love, I have to live. That's my trip. When the wind is blowing, that's a tiny smile. And that is a little, never lose your style. Some get a boot from shooting off cablegrams or buzzing bells to summon the staff. Some climbers get their kicks from social politics. Me, I like to live. Me, I like to laugh. Me, I like to... What is it? Okay. Some pre-passes, passing their bar exams. Lay out their lives like lines on a graph. One day they're diplomats. Well, bully and congrats. Me, I like to live. Me, I like to love. Me, I don't love me. I don't love me. You kept on saying how you loved her. Success is swell and success is sweet, but every height has a drop. The less achievement, the less defeat. What's the point of shoving your way to the top? Live and laugh and love. You're never a flop. Okay, that's the Follies episode. Hey, for more stream Follies.
Spotify.
Okay, bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.